The Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Yud Amar Aleph teaches us. Amar Rav Poel Yoch Lachzabai. An employee can walk out of his job Afilu B'chatzei Yoyim, even in the middle of the day. So the Gemara is using this as a question, that the Gemara said that if a worker picks up a metzia, it belongs to the employer. Ask the Gemara, if an employee could walk out in the middle of the day, how can we say that he is considered an extension of his employer? Says the Gemara, Amalei. So Rav Nachman responded, yes, an employee could walk out in the middle of the day. However, kol kama d'lo yhadabei, as long as he hasn't left, kiyad bal baisu, he is considered an extension of his employer. V'chi chadabei, and the fact that he has a right to walk out is for a different reason. Tam achrinahu d'ksiv keli b'nei Yisrael avodim haim v'lo avodim lavodim. There's a special reason why an employee may walk out of his job in the middle of the day, because keli b'nei Yisrael avodim lavodim, no one can be forced or no one can be considered a slave to another individual. And this is a halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. We look into the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Gimel, Seif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chizka Poil B'malacha. If a worker began his job, the Chazba B'chatzi Hayoyim, and he walks out in the middle of the day, Choyzu, he has the right to do so. The Shach quotes a Ritva that says that this halacha only applies, according to the Ritva, if there was no formal kinyan between the employee and the employer. But if there was a kinyan for his position, then he can't walk out. And that seems to be the opinion of the Daki Moshe as well. The Shach, however, says, since all the other poskim don't make this point, so it's obvious that there is no such a halacha. And that's the way most poskim say, that this vart that we just learned in our Gemara, Keli b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim, makes no difference if there was a kinyan or not. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'afilu kfar kibol d'mei schiris, even if he already got paid, v'ein b'yodo l'shalom l'bal bais, and now he got paid for a whole day's work, and now he's walking out in the middle of the day, and he doesn't have the money available to pay back, still, he could still walk out. And the money that he owes will now be an obligation, a chayv that he has to his former employee. And why is this? Says the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, Shnei keli b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. There is a marik that wants to make the following distinction. The marik wants to say that this that was saying that he could walk out, but he has to pay back what he got paid, that's only when he has some way of being able to pay back. But let's say he has absolutely no money available, then that's considered a davar avid for the employer, and he can't walk out. The Shach, however, says the fact that the Shulchan Aruch uses the words, la'olam yoch lachzabai, it seems that under all circumstances, even if he doesn't have the ability to pay back, he could walk out. And now the Ramah says something fascinating. Hagah, umahai tama, osu lepoil, afilu melamed a soifer, no employee, even a soifer or melamed, may lahaska atzma liyos bebeis balbayis, to be in an employee's home, b'kfar, permanently, shalosh shanim, for 3 years. The Shach quotes many Rishonim that disagree. And we'll speak about this more in our shir. He says that even if it's, we can never consider an employee an Eved, so a Jew's not supposed to be an Eved, as we're learning now. Kelev in Yisrael Avodim, V'loy Avodim La'Avodim. But this, even if he's taking an employment and he's obligating himself to be there for a very long time, he's still only an employee. The Chasam Sofer wants to differentiate between how the terms of termination are agreed upon. He says, if the terms of termination require a whole termination process, then maybe that's what the Ramah is speaking about. But in a situation where he could always walk out, it's different. The Pesche Choshen from Rav Yaakov Bloizetzal says that if a person is in debt and he needs to figure out a way to make money to get out of this debt, then, and the only way to do it is by accepting a contract for more than 3 years, then he's allowed to take such a position. Others want to say certainly if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, he wants to marry off a child, he's supporting a child and learning, there we could be more lenient. Furthermore, the Shach says, this halacha that the Ramah is teaching us, that one should avoid accepting employment for more than 3 years, that's specifically in a situation where he has other means of panasa. So that's why he shouldn't put himself into a situation of being like an Eved. But let's say he's extremely poor, that he has nothing. And the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Beis, says that in such a situation, a person mutar limchoras atzmai, could sell himself. So if he's allowed to sell himself as an Eved Ivri under that circumstance, certainly he could take an employment position for many years. It's no worse than selling himself. Makes the Shulchan Aruch Rav a very interesting point. He says, since the halacha is a man could sell himself as an Eved Ivri, a woman can never sell herself as an Omer Avriya. Her father, as we learn in Parshas Mishpatim, under certain circumstances, could sell her for Omer Avriya. But she can never sell herself for Omer Avriya. So since that's the case, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, even if we're saying that this din, that we are lenient under certain circumstances for a man to take a long-term contract, that's only by men, not by women. The Sefer Mishpatei Torah has a very interesting discussion. As is his style, he couches it in a Shaila Halacha L'maisa regarding this subject. He discusses a situation where somebody in Eretz Yisrael was offered a position to be trained to be a very senior engineer in a very high level position. It's going to cost the company hundreds of thousands of dollars to train him for this position, but the company is demanding that he sign a contract that he's going to work. He's going to agree to keep this position for 7 years at the rate of 5 days a week and get a very decent salary. And the contract continues to say that if he chooses to leave before 5 years are up,
he's going to have to repay the company the entire cost they had in training him. And if he's going to leave after 5 years, he's going to have to repay them for half of the amount that they paid in training him. And the question is, that is this a situation of avodai haim v'loy avodim l'avodim? As we just learned, it's the opinion of the Ramah that someone is not allowed to hire him, is not allowed to accept a position for more than 3 years. Because according to Ramah, at that point he becomes like an Eved. And our Gemara teaches us, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim l'avodim. The Shach, however, quotes the Sefer Be'er Sheva that disagrees. And he says a person could accept a position without any amount of requirement, amount of years, how much he could work at this position. A worker is never considered an Eved. And that's the opinion of the Shach quoting the Be'er Sheva. He, the Sefer Mishpatei Torah, explains that there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim here. It's actually, he suggests, a machloikis of the Tosfos and the Maram Rothenberg. How to look at an employee? How to look at an employee? He says that Tosfos' opinion, Masechet Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Chola Sholosh, is that if somebody isn't a servant, he isn't a servant. And if he doesn't have the rules of a servant, he's a worker. The Maram Rattenberg disagrees. And he says that it's much, according to him, it's much simpler for an individual to be considered an Eved. Because according to his opinion, as soon as someone accepts upon himself a long-term obligation, that makes him an Eved. Because that type of obligation makes him to be considered an Eved. So now, as he explains, there are going to be a number of very fundamental nafkaminis between Tosfos and the Maram. According to Tosfos, if you're a worker, if you're an employee, it doesn't make a difference if you took upon yourself a long-term contract. Since you could walk out, that makes you into an employee, not an Eved. The Maram, who is quicker to treat an employee as an Eved, will be more concerned if it's a long-term contract. Another nafkamina will be the other way. If someone, chas v'shalom, if an employee gets sick, the employer doesn't have to pay him for the days that he doesn't come to work. However, according to Maram Rattenberg, since an employee is like an Eved, and an Eved is a full-time obligation, so too will an employer be obligated to pay the employee even for sick days. Another halacha. What happens if the employer wants to send away the employee? So according to the Tosfos, the Gemara we learned together in Masechta Kedushin is very specific about many halachas that apply to the termination of an Eved Ivri. Most notable, there has to be a Shtar Shichur and many other halachas. But that's only by an Eved, not by an employee. So according to Maram Rattenberg, it'll be much more complicated to let go of an employee rather than according to Tosfos. Another nafkamina I was thinking about is that the Machna Ephraim has a discussion if the employer paid up the employee up front for the entire term of employment. The Ritva's opinion is that you can't, at that point, the halach of al-Gemara doesn't apply. And at that point, the employee cannot walk out. And the Machna Ephraim wants to say that that is the opinion of Rashi. The Rav HaMagid, the Rav HaMagid Mishnah, and the Rashba clearly disagree. And their opinion is that an employee is, it doesn't make a difference. What's the machlokes? It could be that the Ritva's opinion is that at a certain point we see that the employee is like an eved. An eved can't just walk out. What's one of the rayas, according to Ritva, that he falls into the category of an eved? Because perhaps the Ritva agrees with Maram Rattenberg that it's much easier for an employee to be considered an eved as if he got paid up in front. Up front. According to Tosis, which will also be the opinion of the Rashba, just because he got paid up front doesn't make you into an eved. And therefore, even if he got paid up front, the halacha that he could walk out still remains. So now, going back to our situation, where this person accepted a 7-year contract, so certainly according to Tosis, that he's now working full time. He's certainly not an eved, and therefore he didn't do anything wrong. But even according to the Maram Rattenberg, which obviously is the opinion of the Ramah here in the Shulchan Aruch at Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, he's still, even Maram Rattenberg maybe will agree that he's not in the category of an eved, because he isn't full time an employee. He only works 5 days a week. What about the other Shaila? The Shaila is that he accepted upon himself that he will have to pay for the schooling if he leaves after 5 years, the entire schooling between 5 and 7 years for half of the schooling. So there's a tshuva in the Sam Sofer that says that even that doesn't change anything. Because the way the halacha looks at that schooling, the halacha looks at it like a milvah, like a loan. The company that's paying for schooling loaned him the money for his schooling. And as we find, there's a concept of gerah and kesef that an eved ivri could deduct from all the time that he worked. Here too, this is in the category of gerah and kesef, and that clause in the contract does not make him into an eved.